This slide shows a construction of a three-dimensional Cartesian coordinate system. And we'll discuss this some more as we go along. But it's a right-handed system in the sense that extending the forefinger of your right hand is the x-axis. The middle finger of the same hand, extended at right angles, symbolizes the direction of the y-axis. And then the extended thumb, pointing up, is the direction of the pole, the North Pole in this case, right-handed in that sense. And as you see, the relationship, of course, rectilinear, 90 degrees from each other, and it is possible to express a point on the Earth's surface in terms of these x, y, and z coordinates in what is known as an Earth-centered, Earth-fixed, or ECEF system. And as I say, we'll discuss this even more, but the reason to start here is because, as you will discover, this is the native system. This is the fundamental system of every GPS coordinate that is derived on the Earth's surface. Now, obviously, the plane of the equator, the mean equatorial plane, and the zero meridian, or the prime meridian, are vital to this system. And the prime meridian corresponds, as you see, with the x-axis, and the y-axis then is perpendicular to that at 90 degrees longitude east and west, and then the polar axis is the z-axis, which is known as the international reference pole. These three axes can be used to describe terrestrial positions based on space geodesy, in other words, based upon satellites that orbit the Earth.